What about Travis Green? Obviously, the contract is up at the end of the season, and I can't imagine many people are hoping that he just walks out the door. It feels like he's done a fantastic job with this Canucks team so far. Well, what do you make of the whole Travis Green situation right now?
Yeah, I'm personally shocked that we're talking about a Travis Green contract extension that still needs to be done after the start of the season. This is an organization that absolutely has to get him signed. He has been nothing but a great head coach and a great player developer for this organization. And to me, it's unbelievable that you've gone into the last season of his deal without having him extended. Now, certainly the pandemic and the economics around that are impacting the conversation there, I'm sure. But, the potential risk of Travis Green walking out the door at the end of the season and heading down the I-5 highway to Seattle to be the head coach of your new closest rival geographically in the Seattle Kraken is so terrifying to me that, to me, they have to get him signed. It should have been done yesterday. And I would hope from a Canuck perspective that they can get that sewn up as soon as possible because it is a storyline around this team too, and it's good. Going to continue to be something that Jim Benning gets asked about and Travis Green gets asked about and is sort of hanging over this season for the Canucks until they get him locked in, preferably sooner rather than later, just because of the fact that he's a well thought of young coach around the league that would have no lack of opportunities on top of Seattle potentially if indeed he does go to market at the end of the year.